From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
Hello and welcome to the Nutrition Diva podcast. I'm your host, Monica Reinagle. And this week, I want to talk about plant-based chicken. Plant-based meats are hot. From fast food chains to upscale groceries to warehouse clubs, meatless meat alternatives are continuing to colonize our restaurant menus and refrigerator cases. Beefless burgers, such as the Beyond and the Impossible Burgers, were really the first products to break through from the alternative food space into the mainstream. And I've talked about those in several previous episodes. But 2022 seems to be shaping up as the year of poultryless chicken. Most of the plant-based brands have now rolled out some form of chicken nugget. So I wondered how they stacked up, nutritionally and otherwise, against one another and against real chicken. So what are these plant-based chickens made from? Well, as with other meatless meats, most plant-based chicken products are based on either wheat or soy protein, doctored up with vegetable oil, salt, and various spices and other additives, including vitamins and minerals. And some brands are now using protein from other legumes, such as peas or fava beans, in place of soy. But obviously, if you avoid either soy or gluten, you're going to want to read these labels carefully. Most of the meat-based chicken products available today are in the form of breaded chicken nuggets. And to be fair, a lot of the ingredients in these rather long lists actually seem to belong to the breading and not to the quote-unquote chicken itself. I only found one brand called Daring that offers a plain, unbreaded plant-based chicken, and it has a pretty short list of ingredients, all of which I actually have in my kitchen right now. However, these are not products that any of us would be able to produce using equipment available in our home kitchens, which leads to the burning question, is plant-based chicken an ultra-processed food? In the widely cited NOVA classification system, which I discussed in greater detail in a recent episode on the Food Compass, all plant-based meat alternatives, and for that matter, most plant-based dairy alternatives, would be classified as a Category 4 or ultra-processed foods. And this is a class of foods that we are being advised to minimize in our diets because they're associated with a range of adverse health outcomes. Nutrition researcher Mark Messina argues that despite their classification as ultra-processed foods, many soy-based meat and dairy alternatives actually compare quite well nutritionally with their animal-based counterparts.
The problem is that the NOVA food classification system oversimplifies the complexities of food. It fails to distinguish between a nutrient-dense, protein-rich plant-based chicken patty and a cupcake, as both are classified as ultra-processed foods.
Now, I definitely think it's a good idea to build your diet on a foundation of minimally processed foods. But we need to keep in mind that processing serves many purposes. In some cases, ingredients are being processed just in order to create hyper-palatable, low-nutrition, high-profit margin foods with an infinite shelf life. But in other cases, the function of the processing is to enhance safety, nutrient availability, nutritional content, and so on. And my point is that all processed foods are not equally harmful, and some may even be beneficial. But is plant-based chicken more sustainable? Well, that depends on who you ask. Producers of plant-based meat like to cite their lower carbon footprint as an advantage over their meat-based counterparts. But many meat producers are calling foul yes, pun intended, claiming that these comparisons are often inaccurate, incomplete, or misleading. Obviously, a highly processed product like plant-based chicken is going to have a significantly higher environmental cost than more minimally processed plant foods. Now, I suspect that plant-based products do have a somewhat lower footprint than animal products, but the difference is probably not as big as many of us assume. Proponents of regenerative agriculture argue that a farm that supports and is supported by humanely raised animals, as well as a variety of crops and uncultivated spaces, is going to be far better for the earth and its inhabitants than the vast monocropped fields of soy or wheat that support plant-based meat. Diana Rogers, who is co-author of the book Sacred Cow and producer of a film by the same name, sees better animal agriculture as part of the solution to our environmental woes. Regenerative farms, she points out, require animals for natural fertility, and they increase biodiversity both above and below ground, increase soil health, and can even help sequester carbon.
Hey, everybody, it's Rob Lowe here. If you haven't heard, I have a podcast that's called Literally with Rob Lowe, and basically it's conversations I've had that really make you feel like you're pulling up a chair at an intimate dinner between myself and people that I admire, like Aaron Sorkin or Tiffany Haddish, Demi Moore, Chris Pratt, Michael J. Fox. There are new episodes out every Thursday. So subscribe, please, and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's turn now to the actual nutrition. Real chicken has a bit more protein and a somewhat higher protein quality and is carbohydrate-free, at least until you add the breading. Plant-based chicken, on the other hand, provides some fiber, which you're not going to get from chicken. The plant-based products are also quite a bit higher in sodium, although that gap narrows significantly when you're comparing breaded chicken nuggets to breaded plant-based nuggets. Among the four brands that I looked at, which were Daring, Beyond, Impossible, and Meatless Farm, the breaded nuggets from Beyond Meat were the highest in protein. They actually matched the total protein of actual chicken nuggets. There was a fairly big range in fat and therefore calories. The Impossible brand was the closest match to the fat and calories in real chicken nuggets. The Meatless Farm chicken nuggets were the highest in fat, and they were higher in calories than real chicken nuggets. Daring products were the lowest in fat and ended up being a bit lower in calories than real chicken. However, I just want to point out that the cooking instructions are to cook it in a substantial amount of oil, while the others are prepared without added oil in the oven or the air fryer. So the difference in the products as served is probably far less than it would appear from the label. If you'd like to see a side-by-side comparison of all of the key nutrients in the ingredient lists for all of these different products, I put together a table for you, and you'll find it on my website at nutritionovereasy.com. Just click on the blog. And finally, how do they taste? Well, taste is obviously a very subjective thing, but in the interests of responsible journalism and an afternoon snack, I did taste all of them for you. And here are my impressions. Chicken, especially the white meat, is relatively bland, so there's not a lot of flavor there to mimic, right? The legume-based products had a slight, but not unpleasant, beany flavor. But whether plant or animal-based, you're mostly tasting whatever the chicken is seasoned with. And none of these products, including the actual chicken nuggets, are low in sodium. I think the trickiest thing about imitating meat may be getting the texture right. All in all, these products do a decent job at mimicking the texture of cooked chicken. In my opinion, the products made with wheat protein were slightly more successful on this count because the gluten protein lends a denser, chewier texture and no beany aftertaste. Now, I don't generally eat breaded chicken nuggets, but I found all of the plant-based versions to be a reasonable facsimile of the taste and texture of actual chicken nuggets. Again, so much of the flavor and the texture is actually coming from the breading and the seasoning, or maybe the dipping sauce if you're using one. But if chicken nuggets are your or your kid's jam and you're looking for a meat-free option, I think these work just fine. Although be forewarned, you'll probably pay more for meat-free chicken nuggets. And with nowhere to hide, the plain unbreaded chicken pieces from Daring may have been the least convincing fake, but they're probably the most versatile in terms of plugging them into recipes calling for cooked chicken. Just be careful not to overcook them or you can end up with a sort of crunchy surface and not in a good way. And remember, because they are already pretty well salted, you may want to adjust your seasoning if you're incorporating them into a recipe that was built for real chicken. So at the end of the day, plant-based chicken products offer a reasonably comparable alternative for those who wish to avoid consuming animal products. They tend to be slightly lower in protein, but higher in fiber than actual chicken. And of course, the high degree of processing does add significantly to the environmental footprint of plant-based meats. This is Monica Reinagle. Thanks so much for listening today. I'd also love to invite you to check out my other podcast with Brock Armstrong. It's called The Change Academy. And over there, we focus more on the art and science of creating sustainable behavior change. You'll find that wherever you're listening to this podcast right now. The Nutrition Diva Show is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Nathan Semmes with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our assistant manager is Emily Miller, and our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. Finally, our intern is Jake Johnson. Have a great week, and remember to eat something good for me.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Duration and SuperDeck products May 17th through the 20th. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, everybody. It's Rob Lowe here. If you haven't heard, I have a podcast that's called Literally with Rob Lowe. And basically, it's conversations I've had that really make you feel like you're pulling up a chair at an intimate dinner between myself and people that I admire, like Aaron Sorkin or Tiffany Haddish, Demi Moore, Chris Pratt, Michael J. Fox. There are new episodes out every Thursday. So subscribe, please, and listen wherever you get your podcasts.